The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Hey guys, it's Matt C. It's time for another vlogging Mad C Monday. Whoa, whoa. Wish it was Sunday. Whoa, whoa. Fucking Sunday. Hello, how are we? Let me just plug this in a bit more, a little bit of better sound quality. Yeah. 1 2 1 2 1 2. Is this thing on? Hello. Have you ever had a day which turned your life around? Think back over your life. I'm sure most of us have got an experience where there was one day you can think back to and you got to the end of your tether, whether it were because you were sick and tired of being skin, you were sick and tired of being unhealthy and fat, maybe you felt overweight, maybe you were in a toxic relationship, something like that. There were a day where you thought, no more, it changes today. I remember one. I can remember a few, actually. It were quite incremental for me, because I've changed so much since I was young. I remember one where my wife Caroline, she was just really nice to me all the time. I were cavorting around, seeing lots of different girls. I were just a general bastard, to be fair. And she was just always so nice and caring towards me, and she bought me some really nice thoughtful presents for my birthday. And I remember thinking, no more being a twat. I need to sort this out. She's the one. I need to make a go of it with her. And then obviously we got together, started building a relationship. All the usual hurdles and heartbreak of building a solid relationship that you have to go through. And I remember another time where we were just skin, and I felt like I had a good job, and you know, we just couldn't even afford some food that week. And I were looking around at other people going on nice holidays, and I just thought, what the fuck am I doing? And I made a decision. I was like, I am not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to do something. We're going to do something. You know, that's just me. You know, I just thought, I will do whatever it takes to give my family the life that I feel like that they deserve. You know, I'm not allowing this life anymore. That's that. But that was just me. And everyone's rock bottom. Everyone's equivalent of that is slightly different. You know, that's just such a some people would kill to be in that position. But that was there was moments like that were really low for me, and yours might have been worse or better, but I'm sure you will have ideas in your mind of when things changed. I think first you have to have an opportunity of some kind. You have to have the pain, and then you have to see an opportunity in front of you to be able to go towards. Like, if you don't know what you're going to do, how to change into the new person that you need to become, you need to just copy someone. You know, if you're struggling financially, for example, get around the people who are doing well financially, and copy and ask them questions and do what they're doing. Get into their mind and try and copy their mindset. That's basically how you've got to do it. But at the end of the day, We're all blagging it. We're all blagging our way forwards through life, figuring it out, failing forwards. None of us really know. But I think if you've just made the decision and you set off in a positive direction, you do start to learn and things reveal themselves along the way to you. I mean, personally, you know, like for us, we're nowhere near where we want to be, but we have got wheels in motion to get everything that we've ever wanted. That's our goal. But we would never be going in that direction had we not had these moments of despair. And all of us involved with this call, this video and this podcast that it'll go out as now, we'll be able to relate to that. Sometimes there's a massive benefit to having no options, to having no more options in life but one. Just going all in on one. And like I've been saying to my wife recently, because we're pursuing a new opportunity, and you know it's going to be difficult for us, but no guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to go all in on something to make a change. It's funny because we know, you and I know what we want in order, or what we need in order to be happy. We know what we want from our life. We know what we want to do more of, and how we would lead a good life from our own personal context. We've all got our own little world that we live in. Well, if we know, then why aren't we just doing it? Why don't we just start doing it? It's literally a choice away, is it not? I think problem is we're too comfy and distracted. That we really are. Most of you probably are watching this now on Facebook. You probably sat on your couch or in bed, TV's on, and you're just sort of mindlessly just scrolling. I mean, you know what you want out of life, yet that's what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? There's a story about a dog on a nail. There's two chaps on a porch, sat there, smoking, having a drink, rocking backwards and forwards on the chair. And dog is in between them both, and he just keeps whimpering. And one guy says to the other, he says, "Will you shut that dog up?" And chap whose dog it is, he says, "It's because he's sat on a nail." So other guy goes, "Well, why don't he move?" And owner says, "Well, the nail don't hurt enough. Because if it hurt enough, it'd move. But it don't hurt enough for it to move. So it's just happy just carrying on uncomfortably." And that dog on that nail is all of us. We're just happy just to be just uncomfortable enough. Comfy and just uncomfy enough to just carry on. When we have a new life waiting for us, a decision away. We all have that. But we have to go and hit rock bottom in order to make that decision. And that's what that is the day that'll turn your life around, when you make that decision. But it'll require a new you. You know, the things that we're going through at the moment, it might not be your fault. Whatever you're going through at the moment, the reasons for having the problems that you've got, it might not be your fault, right? But it is your responsibility. And whether you like it or not, you've got to live with it. So you might as well do something with it. There's a saying, you're either growing or you're dying. Well, if you're not growing, I can tell you now, you're not plateauing, you're dying. You're backsliding as a human being. Your spirit's withering away. So start to grow. Make the decision. But it'll require us to accept that we have to fundamentally change who we are. There's a quote that I like from a guy called Jim Rohn, and he says here, "The level of success that we achieve will rarely exceed our level of personal development. Therefore, we attract success by the person that we become." So you don't get successful in whatever it is. You know, you want to be one of these super fit, super energetic people that you see on Facebook making videos. You don't be that person and then get fit. No, you don't get fit and then just happen to be that person and people start making videos of you. You start living that lifestyle and then you become that thing and then you have that thing. You've got to change. And that's what most people don't want to do because we're comfortable. We're with the dog sat on the nail. We need new info. We might need new info. Go get it. It's there for you. Setting goals for yourself and affirmations works. It changes the way that you think. Having goals and affirmations that you set. And affirmations, look, I went to Buttershaw School. Affirmations are fucking corny. They're fucking corny. I don't want to do affirmations, but I can tell you, I can absolutely guarantee they work. They change your way of thinking. They really do. So, you know, just watch some YouTube videos about it and start doing it. Trust me, it works. You need to have a tunnel vision for where you want to go with it. Whatever it is you choose to do to get away from the bullshit that you're having to endure, you need to have tunnel vision and build the habit, working towards it. Fail forwards daily, progress over time. There's no such thing as a shortcut to anything good. You'll get tested for what it is that you claim that you want. Most of us say we want something, we want to be fitter, we want to have better relationships, and as soon as we get tested, we quit. We're not willing to pay the price. We've got to fall in love with the process, basically. The process is fucking shit. The process is eating shit daily. There were a slogan over the concentration camps in Nazi Germany. Albrecht McFry. Anyway, probably butchered that, but I think the translation was, work sets you free. In work, there is freedom, or something like that. And it's about just falling in love with a process that's going to move you in the direction of where you want to go. You fucking know where you want to go, so start moving in that direction. If you're out of shape, you need those moments of despair. You need those moments of despair. You need to feel fucking disgusting in the mirror. You need to, because you need to make that decision that's going to change your life around. You're in a toxic relationship, perhaps. You might be scared of ending it. I don't know anyone who's been in a toxic relationship and been brave enough to end it and have ended up suffering because of it. The life always improves. The life's always okay afterwards. Maybe you're in debt. Maybe you're borrowed and leveraged financially and you're worried about the next few years of what's going to happen because, you know, you don't have enough money to be able to cope with the changes that are going on. There are ways, trust me, there are ways out of it. Get around people, like I've already said. But you need to make the decision. You need to make the step. So anyway, that's it, guys. I just thought I'd speak about that. The day that turns your life around. And I recommend looking at Jim Rohn on YouTube about that. And look, a bit of homework. Tomorrow, when you're living and going about your normal life, just choose to be just a little bit more of a compassionate and better friend. Just choose to be a bit more of a compassionate and better wife or dad. Just be 20% of a better human being tomorrow. Make a decision and just see how you feel at the end of the day. Catch you later on. Love you. Bye. Thank you.